5:41. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105.
I'm living in that 21st century.
Tuesday, July 9th. It being a Tuesday, we've got some tacos and trivia for you right after 7 o'clock. A little bit earlier than normal with prizes for you. The marathon is here this week, so we'll do Happy Gilmore themed questions right after 7 o'clock. Only in Toledo. What's Toledo like? Of course, tongue in cheek. And I need to blow that to pieces because it irritates the hell out of me when I see those things. We'll get to a panel full of ladies. Jeffy McGee will be here. Some long living movies in theaters. It's a busy morning with a lot to get to, and we are happy to have you along for it. You can text in anytime you like. 419-240-1055. 419-240-1055. We got to thank Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. 542. Good morning. It's Eric Chase. And with brand new headphones, the one and only Floyd.
Hi. I can hear. For those who don't know, I've only had like headphones with one head ear muff.
One side was working.
There we go. Yeah, I love the way you just explain stuff so much more simpler than me. I'm just like, yeah, this side of my head didn't really come through, but yeah, and then it just didn't work. Yeah, you're right. But now I can hear. That's me breathing.
I hope these work.
Lesson learned, rookie mistake, never leave your headphones unattended. Yeah. Anywhere, not just in the studio. Don't leave them anywhere.
And
these will be by my side literally everywhere.
The plastic on them worries me.
This?
Yeah.
This is authentic, made in America.
Well, I don't care where it's made.
Me neither, really. I think it's made in Taiwan. I don't know. I'm just trying to...
It can still... Like, we beat these things up pretty good. I just don't want them to break.
In my defense, my first pair of headphones I had for like 3.5 years. Okay. So I'm good with them. I just... Oopsie. One day they fell. And then the other day, you know, they... The one ear muff didn't work. And I was like, oh, I can only hear half of Janet's readings.
By the way, you can text the show this morning, 419-240-1055. It's Q105, the morning reboot, by the way. Also, the podcast is free. You can get today's episode shortly before 10 o'clock. You can text my first name to our text line and get the link for it, or just hit Q1055.com. You can search Eric Chase where you get your podcasts. I suggest Apple Podcasts. It's easy to find. I went over to see Laura yesterday at Lucas County Canine Care and Control.
I saw the baby you posted.
He was the only... I wanted you to adopt him only... And now look, when you go over there or wherever you adopt a dog from, you're free to change the name of the animal. And he didn't really know his name, but I connected you with him because his name was Lloyd.
Was it really?
Yeah.
Could have been Lloyd and Floyd.
I know.
We could have been Floyd and Lloyd who lived on Floyd.
I know. I know. Oh, he was.
Oh, he could have been Doyle. Oh.
Yeah. He was.
Oh, that would have been so cute.
Like he had a puggle boxer face.
Yeah, it was a weird. It was a weird mashup face. Mm-hmm. By weird, I mean weird. Yeah. He was cute though.
He was like the royal family with the introduction of Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
Of dogs. Yeah, he had like a puggle face, but some boxer mixed in and like a like light skin. It's on our Q105 Facebook page. I think Laura and everybody over there are still doing $5 adoptions because they have got so many dogs and so many dogs are going out the door for adoptions. But summertime, people are outside. Dogs get away, strays. If you ever lose your dog, contact Lucas County Canine Care and Control first, and they might have your dog. Or you don't keep someone's dog. Don't keep a stray because it might be, it probably is someone's dog.
Some child is losing their mind because their puppy's gone, and you're raising it.
Except for that a-hole who lit fireworks in a dog's face.
Oh, is that in news?
Yeah, no.
Oh, because...
So here's the story. Fireworks, some 18-year-old idiot, who I'm pretty certain has already been charged, was shooting fireworks off in a dog's face. And I knew this story was coming because... So the writer's name for The Blade is Allison Dunn.
Mm-hmm.
And I follow Allison on Twitter and on Facebook. And I follow Allison because I think she's a good journalist, but also She has like a black, she's like a couple of black labs.
Okay.
And I like her dog pictures.
Aww.
And I saw her tweet yesterday, like, first day back to work, got to cover some idiot shooting this.
Was it the guy in?
No, this was Toledo.
Oh, see, I saw the news story of the guy throwing firecrackers off his third story balcony into a dog. And he said the dog was enjoying it because every time he threw him down, the dog would run around the firework. I'm like, no, the dog was on a chain trying to get away from the firework. Oh, I thought we were on two different playing fields. So we have two different idiots on two different coasts of Ohio. Mm-hmm.
I know that I'm here to hopefully give you some tips and help you get good mental health and to help yourself. But there are some people I'm okay with not being on this planet anymore. Those two are
what? What are they thinking?
They're not. Well,
And I'm going to say this, not to cut your story off, but to cut your story off. This guy genuinely thought the dog was playing. Like, watching this news story, I kind of was just like, maybe the dog was playing. And then they said, the dog was chained up. I said, oh, that dog wasn't playing. And the dog was trying to get away from them.
There are certain, like, I like to live by the idea that you only know what you know.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certain, like, visceral or intrinsic things I think as a human you can understand. Throwing fireworks or firecrackers at animals, domestic ones, like not to protect yourself from bears in the woods, is a terrible idea that you should know without someone telling you.
If you don't want it done to you, don't do it to an animal. Like, would you want me to stand here with a firework in your face and shoot it at your face? Or your body, or at your feet, or your fingers? No. Then why do it to it? He's the boo-boo fool of the day. All of them.
Lock them up with the girl that licked the ice cream and put it back from last week.
Why is that a thing?
It shouldn't be. I mean, it really isn't. Good morning, 548. The Tripoli story next? The triangle?
Yes. Thropple.
Floyd has a good story to share next. Good morning. It's Q105. We're glad you're here. You'll never convince me she's not saying the S word there.
Was that Katy Perry?
No.
No, wait, who's the girl?
SZA.
I knew that, and I ask that every time it happens. They have a very similar tone. They have a similar tone. Texture. Yeah. It's Tuesday. Thropple.
Good morning. It's the morning reboot. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. We're glad you're here this morning after 6 o'clock. Get into a little KBM. Actually, we'll be quite sensual to start our morning here. The old way of saying this was ménage à trois, and then it changed to something more more numerical. And now you've made up a word of a throuple.
It's a throuple. It's a triple couple.
So your friends attempted to engage in encounter?
I need to preface. This was a straight couple, too, because everyone thinks they're just gay friends. I have friends all around the world who are all different types of people. However, so the wife and the husband. The wife wanted to invite someone into the friendship, the coupling, to make it a throuple.
A man or a woman?
I didn't go into details about that.
You got to go into details.
I do?
I mean,
it was another woman.
Okay, it's important.
It was another woman.
Because I think for many straight men, if the woman wanted to invite another man, they would be...
It'd be awkward. They'd
standoffish.
Be
like, hesitant. Yes. Yeah.
So it was another woman.
Okay.
And so we talked about it, him and I. Well, he was in... He agreed to it. They found a mutual friend who was just that way. It's not awkward, I guess, for them. But so they built up to it, and the moment was arrived, and he chickened out. So, like,
why?
I don't know. He just said it didn't feel right. So he was just like, no, I'm just for my wife. That's all I care about.
Honorable. No.
So then, like, but now she's mad because they entrusted their secret. I guess, is it a fetish or secret?
No, it's something you like.
I understand where she's frustrated. Like, if Stefan and I were to invite a third in, and then we told this person about it, and they were like, okay, but then all of a sudden, Stefan backed out or I backed out, I can understand why that person would be weird. Because now this would be awkward because now this person knows, this third party knows that we were interested in playing together, but we never went down that way.
It's fine.
It's not fine. I would be...
It's not as bad.
I understand where she's mad, because like now she's like, now this secret that we've talked about, like, who's to say this other person isn't going to go around and be like, you know, there's Marge and Dan over there. They invited me over, but guess what? Dan chickened out.
I mean, there's...
People talk, and I understand where she's mad.
Well, that's why you don't do it with a friend. You do it with a stranger.
I mean, I guess, but I feel like I would want to do it with a friend. That way I know there's a comfortability level. There's no awkwardness. I feel like there's so much awkwardness with a stranger. I'd rather invite a friend over for a throuple. I just like saying throuple.
In this case, the example is the friend, and now they're concerned the friend is going to talk to people. So
she's concerned. He really doesn't give a flying woo-ha, but she's mad at him. I read the text message. She's legit PO'd.
Okay, let me put on my therapy hat here, which is all of my hats. Maybe in the moment, he realized how truly enamored he was with his wife, and while the idea was good in theory, in action it was not, and he could not. I mean, there's something honorable about that.
I think that's what it was. Yeah, yes, very honorable. Well, I'm not dispelling that, but like, I get where like he built it up to this great mountaintop, got to the peak, it was kind of like slid back down, and was like, you know what, I'm cool. Like, she was there. Like, I get like. She was there. I'm not sure if they're like...
Is there anything you're not telling me?
Because
I need the whole story.
I know she was there. Was there waiting. They were ladies in waiting.
I think...
And he kind of just... he sent her a text. It was just like, I don't know if I can go through with this.
Oh, so they didn't... This wasn't even like in the same room. He just couldn't...
He said he was going to go get ready.
Oh, okay.
And he was just like, oh, I don't know if I can go through with this.
I think that's pretty darn honorable, because I think, generally speaking, men get labeled as the horn dogs, and they would be the one that would be all... like.
I know. It's the dawning of a new woman. Don't let it fool you now.
I know. But I think that there's something honorable to that, and it could reinforce the love in their marriage. But love is defined in many ways...
I don't think this was a love thing, but however, I was also that drug friend who was like, well, did they do anything together? Well, you copped out. He's like, no, they ended up just talking because I was listening. And I was like, oh, did they talk about you? They're like, no, they just started talking about lady things. I was like, well, that's what you get.
If we were allowed to talk about this topic in more detail, more regularly, I would ask
the morning reboot after dark.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it very, very
I would ask
daytime.
If you were to attempt a ménage à trois, would you prefer a stranger or a friend? And we can dissect the reasons. Like I told you, I mean, you can mess up a friendship forever, in this case, potentially, or a stranger. Because at least if that stranger goes and yaps, granted, this is Eskimo Village here, but if that stranger goes and yaps, it's very unlikely it will affect your day-to-day life with people you interact with.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You run that chance of... Person A and person B talking, and person C is friends with person A, then all know we're all at person Z, and everyone knows all about it. Either way, people talking is going to get around. And if you find a stranger, how do you find a stranger? How do you walk up to a stranger and be like, hey?
It's a lot easier than you think, and there are places to go to.
See, I think it's easier with a friend, because a friend would be like, no, I'm cool, but still love you, though. Yeah, you dirty little minx.
To your point of... Times are different now. I think it's a lot easier than you think. I think you could go to Put-in Bay and in about 2 hours make this happen. 5:57, the morning reboot. More with this theme, but we'll keep it kid friendly, family friendly to come in less than 15 minutes, and a lot of news to get to. Something finally hit the streets. We'll do that around 6:30 this morning. Q105. 6:11 on Q105 with the morning reboot. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. We're glad to have you here with us today. Panel full of ladies with prizes. We'll get to that a bit after 8 o'clock this morning. Jeff and McGee will join us for the trailer game and lots of things to stream besides Stranger Things. Haven't watched any yet, right?
Nope.
Philip is texting me from London. I'm like his new... He's a little lonely and bored over there.
We knew this was coming.
I know. I still think he's going to wind up back here. But I'm not willing to put money on that bet right now. It's only been like 3 weeks.
Because you're a good friend. You want him. You want the long haul. You like. You have a positive outlook, even though you, the inner person in your brain is like, mm-hmm, "We just waiting."
Kind of.
Yeah. It happens though.
He's and I don't think it has anything to. By the way, our friend Philip moved to London mm-hmm. to be with his fiance Danny, and this is not to discredit or disparage the romance between them. I just feel like Philip has a community full of friends. And he doesn't have that there.
Yeah, he did kind of like uproot his life.
Like he is, but he could be the mayor of this town, and he left that, and now he's texting me at 5 a.m. I'm like, I talked to you. I said I talk to you more now that you're over there than here. He's like, well, I know you're awake, and he's blasting me to watch Stranger Things. So my bet is he will wind up back here, not separated from Danny, but back here because he has so much fringe people. I would kill to have the level and amount of friendships that Philip has here. And that's tough to move away from.
Mm-hmm. But he did.
He did.
But he did.
He kicked us to the curb. But he's hassling me hardcore to watch Stranger Things. And I almost got into it last night, but I went into a black hole documentary. Neil deGrasse Tyson is in it.
I love him.
Me too. Mm-hmm. Me too. Let's do a little Kill, Bang, Marry. You know how this works.
Yes.
And
KBM.
First up, KBM. The genie from Aladdin.
Which version?
The animated. All animated here.
Oh, all animated?
Yeah. The genie from Aladdin. Ariel. Scrooge McDuck.
Ooh, I'd marry Scrooge McDuck, obviously.
You want that money. Don't we all want to do that money
business? And I also want to live in Duckburg. I'd probably bang the genie and kill the Little Mermaid.
Terrible.
Yes.
He said he'd kill the Little Mermaid because she's black.
No!
I am the mermaid now.
Look, it's me. I am the mermaid.
Next up, KBM. Mm-hmm. Will Smith, mm-hmm. Carlton Banks, mm-hmm. Hillary Banks.
Ooh, I'd marry Hillary Banks because I just love her. And she's just, I love her. And she aged very well. And bang Carlton and probably kill Will Smith.
Why?
I don't know.
Jaden's turning 21.
I feel so old. I remember when he was on the Wild Wild West intro from Millennium. Yeah. It is.
Sounds right.
It's here and I like it.
You remember Just the Two of Us?
Yes.
Just the two of us.
That's all everyone knows.
Right.
That doesn't go on the one song that I know. Because I'd be like, I just know the chorus of that one.
That was on the Getting Jiggy With It album, which mm-hmm. had that and Miami. So
yes.
The bigger songs. All right, next up. Golf. Soccer. Baseball.
Bang soccer. I mean, no. I bang. Oh my God, sports. You threw me in the loop. Baseball. Marry soccer. Kill golf.
Ruthless.
I know.
Last one.
Did you know that the marathon class hasn't even started? They're just playing practice rounds now?
Kind of, yeah.
Okay, I was like watching. I went down the rabbit hole. I go, wait, so it's not started yet?
Sorry. Golf tournaments usually run Thursday through Sunday.
No clue. I was like, yeah. Because I was like, oh, I want to know who's winning just because it's here. And like, practice rounds end on Wednesday. And I go, really?
Yeah, there's practice rounds. There's pro-ams where amateurs play with like local celebrities or VIPs, mm-hmm. all kinds of things.
Is it something you get familiar with the course? Or
there's practice rounds, yeah, but there's other festivities that are going on.
Okay.
Like a lot of sponsor things are happening early this week, but the tournament kicks off. Usually almost all golf tournaments that I know of, mm-hmm. like Tiger tees off on Thursdays.
Oh, okay.
So
I just didn't know.
Last thing, and this is right out of your text message
last night. Oh, no.
KBM. Mm. Brad Hand.
Oh, my God.
Shane Bieber.
Oh, my God.
Carlos Santana.
Throuple for all.
Can you... Can you tell everyone who they are?
They are Indian. They are Cleveland Indian players that I felt really good that I know a whopping three now because they were interviewed last night on the news. Because
I hassle you about your favorite team, the Cleveland Indians.
All right, so Josh Bieber is attractive.
Shane Bieber.
I almost put Josh. So I would go Shane Bieber, bang, kill the other one. Santana. No, he's a home run derby champion.
Yeah, no, he didn't win last
time. He didn't win? Oh, yeah. They were talking about him. So I would marry him and get rid of the other guy because he literally just flashed on my screen. Okay. He didn't really talk.
Well, you do three, so I had to give that back. I always give Floyd a hard time because he says your favorite team is the Indians. I'm like, oh, yeah, name one.
Since I was young, since 97, I stayed up till after midnight watching that World Series with the Florida Marlins.
Yeah, that was...
And they fumbled that ball. I know that's the right terminology, but he didn't catch it.
And the pitcher and the shortstop wanted to kill each other.
I was so mad at that game.
6:17, the morning reboot. This treat has finally hit the streets, and a Sylvania girl, local Toledo, and has made the Marathon Classic. That's next in news here on the morning reboot.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
Yeah.
Just the news you need with the morning reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
This is breaking because I just saw it, and it's not on your paper. Nothing real deep to get to today, deep and pressing, but do you know what today is, July 9th? Again, I just saw this. It's on our Q105 Facebook page right now. If you dress like a cow today, you get free Chick-fil-A.
If you dress like a cow, you deserve free Chick-fil-A. Okay, I'm just going to throw that out there.
That should be every day.
If you dress like a cow to get free Chick-fil-A, you deserve to get punched in the face. It's going to be 90-something damn degrees. You better not be dressed like a damn cow for free chicken. It's going to be hot.
Jordan Strachan
ain't no chicken that good to be sweating your woo-ha and tatas off.
I wonder how many people do it.
Also, I don't like the way they spell git, G-I-T.
Right.
And then chicken with the I. You're supposed to be...
Because it's a cow. The cows can't spell. From the billboard.
So they're only discriminating against cows, too. Great.
TPD rolled out cops and cones yesterday. I've been wondering. I hadn't heard anything about it, but they finally got that ice cream truck out.
It looks nice. Yes. I saw it on Twitter.
It does. And it says to protect and soft serve.
Yeah, I love it.
Where was it yesterday? Ottawa Park yesterday. It's already been getting requests on where to go next. Chief Kral said it's about taking the negative light away from law enforcement and making it as community-centered as possible. You can find the Cops and Cones truck in your area by going to the TPD's Facebook page. What's a must-have in that truck? And I know it was donated by, Tofts or something.
So they don't have, the actual bar, the actual popsicle sticks?
Well, I don't know
what... Or, is it just soft serve?
I'm not sure, but I would think you've got to have Superman.
Well, I mean, you got to have your basics, which is strawberry, vanilla, chocolate, but if we're going to go into, you got to have mint chocolate chip, green. Before you even jump down my throat about white mint chocolate chip, you got to have Superman and some sort of sherbet. Just as all
sherbet. Is there mint chocolate? I've never seen mint chocolate chip soft serve. Can you Google that? Think about it. It's only like the hard serve,
that's the thing.
Which is what I call my thick life.
Oh, stop that!
New king and queen were crowned yesterday at the 161st Lucas County Fair opening ceremony.
Time out.
You're regularly asking, is there a fair?
Why don't we ever promote it?
It's at the fairgrounds. And the opening parade went through in the outside the fairgrounds before finishing at the opening ceremony tent, which opened with a parade of flags and the Pledge of Allegiance by the Girl Scouts of Western Ohio. Several people said they love the fair and hope it continues, but the tradition they've come to know could be changing. The fairgrounds land... is owned by the county, and commissioners say they've had several developers interested in buying it for use as retail or housing. According to Pete Gerken, our commissioner, there are a lot of interests, more than we've ever seen, people that see a different future for this part of Maumee, and we're listening to them. If it's purchased, the Lucas County Agricultural Society would have to find a new spot to hold the fair, something they don't want to do. Or I'm sure what you would say is, stop having it.
No, have it, but promote it. I remember going as a kid to the Lucas County Fair. I knew it was going to happen. I knew it was going to go down. I knew, my grandma, my mom, my aunt, we all, corralled the kids, all of us, and we hopped into individual cars and went. But, now you're they crowned a king and queen. For what? I didn't even know it was happening. Why can't we just... Who's on this board? I need to speak to you. I would love for people to know. I bet if we walked down the street, did you know Lucas County Fair was today? I guarantee you 97% would be like, what's Lucas County Fair?
They're probably doing the same amount of marketing as they've always done, and there's a lot more competition. Like, there's a Gravitron and carnival rides at festivals all over.
I'm just saying, like, I just look at my nephew, and I'm like, he's 13. I don't even think he's ever been to the Lucas County Fair.
Yep.
With me growing up, it was like a summer thing. Like, we went, we paid the $1.50 to see the world's shortest woman, which was just a little person sitting in a chair. And it was so awkward staring at her. You just wave at her. She's like, hello. And I'm just like, this is weird. And you just keep going. Like,
when I was a kid and I would go to these things, I got my money's worth out of those wristbands.
Did you?
I made those places bankrupt. I rode those rides so hard with that wristband. Next up, the Paul Brown Shop is closing.
What's that?
You don't know the Paula Brown Shop?
The Paula Brown?
Yeah. It's on Monroe, next to the Shell station across from Michael's. You've passed it 1,000 times.
The boutique place.
Yes.
What? The one with the expensive dresses in the mirror.
Yes. Paula window. And Peter Brown of Perrysburg said that they'd like to ease into retirement. They do plan to keep afloat two other businesses associated with the shop. The pub and the art gallery. Did you know that they have, like, apparently really good... I've never been, but I've heard raves about it. They have really good whiskey there, and they have a bar there.
That should be their driving point.
Right.
Like, oh, well, look, here's the whiskey. And a dress.
So they're closing that after being in downtown for 20 years. Also, you know that the French Quarter is closing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but by the way, for Paula Brown stuff, they're holding a special invitation-only sale for loyal customers through the 17th, and then afterward, an open sale will continue until everything, including the store's fixtures, are sold. There's no closing date. Also, French Quarter, they are holding an auction for stuff going on with that place. Items up for bid include decorative windows and stained glass lights. An entire list can be found at PamelaRoseAuction.com. Bidders can preview the items on site July 15th and 16th from 9 to 2. And of course, they're on Fremont Pike. So if you want to buy any of that stuff.
I'm mad. I kind of want to go to the website and just act like look. I have the money.
Some of it could be really cheap.
Be like,
sure, I'll take a retail-ready store rack.
Exactly.
$12. Done. Lizzie Wynn shot an even par 72 yesterday at Sylvania Country Club, and that got her into the Marathon Classic. She is a St. Ursula Academy standout and is now officially in the field for the Marathon LPGA Classic. She's a senior at Seton Hall, and she qualified for the tournament. Waiting is so stressful, but sometimes you have a gut feeling about things like this. Coming in, I felt pretty strong about my game. It ended up turning out for the best. Second consecutive year, she'll be in the field after receiving a sponsor's exemption last year, where she shot 75 and 71, but missed the cut. The Sylvania native has attended the tournament her entire life, and her family hosts two-time champion Brittany Linscombe, but not this year because Linscombe, her season is done as she awaits the birth of her daughter, who's due on September 1st.
What if she wins? It'd be crazy, like thrust into the spotlight.
$200,000.
Mm.
All right. 6:37 with the morning reboot. Where are we with this Renee Zellweger, Judy Garland thing?
We're in.
Now, you told me, I didn't know that she was like an addict, right?
She well, allegedly.
Okay, not according to this movie.
You mean Judy Garland?
Yeah.
Oh, girl, deeply.
Okay.
Since she was like 12.
You can explain some of this because the trailer has dropped. We'll get to that. And Whitney has a charting hit I want to play you some of.
It's good.
Do you know it?
I downloaded it the other day.
I like it a lot, and I'm not an 80s person, but we'll get to that. I know it's like a lot of throwback stuff. We'll do it before 7. So she's probably at work already. 6:51, the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. What?
Who's at work already?
My friend Camille.
Oh, I thought about Lauren Daigle. I said, oh, we just credit her as a singer now? She's at her 9 to 5?
You don't know that she's...
I'm just saying, you're like, she's probably at her job already. I'm like, right. Okay.
My friend Camille... Mom of Zeke, she's probably at her job, but she works at the Starbucks on Spring Meadows, on Airport. And when I go in there, I'm pretty hard to embarrass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just don't care. You know what? It's not embarrassing. It's annoying, and she knows it annoys me.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to that Starbucks, which is sometimes after we wrap up here, and that's usually my go-to on the weekends.
Right.
Hey, everybody. Local celebrity Eric Chase is here, and it's effing embarrassing. It's annoying.
It's annoying.
Sorry. It's not embarrassing.
At least you get it.
So
it's like, this is 350, ma'am.
She's going for manager or whatever the position is at Starbucks. So
like she's going for starting pitcher.
What's that?
She's going for a starting pitcher. Like you said, she's going for manager. Like, oh, she has to like train for it. Like,
yeah, well, she's being like quizzed or tested on it.
Oh, and so it's like a legit
tomorrow. Okay. Yeah. I because her like other person there, they were studying, and she let me know that Camille was, you know, a little nervous, but tomorrow is her test. So if everyone, literally everyone, if you could take off your cow costumes, and route to Chick-fil-A for Dress Like a Cow Day and go to the Starbucks on airport and just say hi to Camille and wish her good luck.
Yes, no cow costume needed.
No.
Wear your shorts and your tanks.
You know what, though? If you are going for Chick-fil-A, which is right across the street, wear your cow costume and walk into Starbucks and go, hey, Camille, good luck.
Okay. Hey, Camille. Gotta go get some chicken, but can I get my Trenton iced coffee? Thank you.
It really bothers me when I walk in there and she does that. So, all right. The Judy trailer dropped, and Renee Zellweger is portraying Judy Garland, but not the Judy Garland that I think most of us are familiar with. You told me some things about her.
Train wreck. Absolute train wreck. Because remember I told you, back in the day, because she was a child star, so they needed them to be on sets, but like children get amped up and before like unions kicked in, so they would give her and Mickey Rooney sleeping pills so they can relax, but then like a course of a sleeping pill is like 8 hours, but they would literally wake them up after three, refresh, so they were like drowsy and still like on the high of the pill, which started her downward spiral, and she was an opioid crisis before opioids was a thing. I can't say the word, but yeah.
They were pain pills?
They're painkillers. They started off with sleeping pills.
Okay.
I know that for sure and for a fact, and then like as they were younger, their body were... I saw this documentary. That's how I know all these people. She was immune. Your body just gets immune to it. So they would mix the sleeping pills with booze for the kids. And then they would essentially get drunk and pass out and then re-wake them up to be on set within like 3 to 4 more hours.
And then did you tell me that there was some pushback from Garland's family about Zellweger and the movie?
Because you didn't know Liza Minnelli was Judy Garland's daughter.
I did not.
And there's also another daughter and another son. But yeah, and Liza's kind of like, this is not how this went. And I'm just like, nah, girl, this is how this went. Because I've seen the documentary and read many autobiographies about your mother. But that was the time, though. Like, you think Marilyn Monroe went through these things. Mickey Rooney, as I said before, like, this is how they operated back then. They needed you in top shape. There wasn't a... Marilyn Monroe is in rehab for exhaustion. It was kind of just like, take another pill, girl. We need you to learn these words. So that's that's the times.
So the trailer's out. The synopsis, winter 1968, showbiz legend Judy Garland arrives in swinging London to perform a 5-week sold-out run at the talk of the town. It's 30 years since she shot to stardom in The Wizard of Oz, but her voice is weakened. Dramatic intensity has only grown, and some of this.
I'm sorry it's so late.
Miss Carr.
Oh, please. I'm Judy.
I'm very sorry, but your suite has been released.
What do you mean, released? Where exactly is it gone?
Your account was in arrears.
Clang, clang, clang with the trolley.
Mama, please don't go to sleep now.
No. Leave the other one.
Sing, sing,
did you hear that?
Kids,
I know.
Judy.
I know what kids need. They need their mother.
So am I.
All right, so there's that.
I'll give you this. Singing voice. She does have a really good voice because remember Chicago. That doesn't sound like Judy Garland singing, but the talking. She has nailed that voice. And you know, I'm not a Renee Zellweger fan because she has like constant sour lemon face.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I'm invested in this movie because I'm obsessed with Old Hollywood and Old Hollywood deaths. So what I need to know is if she's going to die at the end of this movie. Because we all know she does die, but I need to see like the full-on dying.
And you do want to see the Tarantino movie, right?
Yes, because the Sharon Tate thing, because I told you I want to see that too.
Yeah, maybe
we better not shy away from that either.
Maybe we can go together, because I want to see that.
I do want
to
see those movies.
Next thing, we'll dip back into the 80s, and then we'll get back up to Stranger Things and its success so far. I heard this last week, but it's apparently, it's her first posthumous charting song for Whitney Houston, thanks to maybe a familiar producer DJ name you would know, Kygo, and because they got the rights to this song. And I actually kind of like this 80s song.
It's good.
Think about it. There must be a higher love down in the heart or hidden in the stars above. Without it, life is a
number 63 on the Billboard Hot 100.
Oh, is it really?
Look inside your heart and I look inside mine. Things look
higher love from Steve Winwood was 1986.
In this whole world, what is fair?
This recording was originally released as a Japan-only bonus track to I'm Your Baby Tonight.
What? Oh, wow.
What could be? Oh, oh, bring me a higher love.
Do you feel that?
Bring me a higher love. Oh.
Such a talent. It makes me so mad. Such a talent. Like,
let's dive.
You never know what someone's going through. Like, I'd... That voice, you're never going to get that from anyone ever.
We might.
No.
Let's dive into my gay here. Do you remember in 2000, it was 99 or 2000, it was right after the time the song we were talking about yesterday, Thunderpuss, mm-hmm. It's not
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So do you remember there was like a double album of...
Her greatest hits.
Yes.
She's on the cover like this.
Yes. Light blue cover.
Uh-huh.
Like, they were modern then remixes of her 80s and 90s. Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it was that cover. Like, out of any album cover in the 2000s, that album cover screams 2000s. She's in a white cat suit, white chunky heels, holding a rhinestone drill for some odd reason, like hanging up her gold records. I think that's what it was.
Her
platinum records, whatever.
That album.
It was good.
It was so all the great remixers of mm-hmm. dance tracks in the late 90s did all the Whitney songs from the past. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Stranger Things 3 breaking Netflix records. About 41 million people have watched it since it came out on July 4th. I'm not one of them yet. And about 18 million have finished up the entire season. Netflix has been more braggadocious lately, mostly because they're being more responsible for their own content rather than buying from other studios. So they're touting their stuff more. For comparison's sake, 45 million people watched Bird Box during its first 7 days. And then in January, Netflix tweeted that You and Sex Education were on track to be viewed more than 40 million times.
So, and people love that show, Sex Education. I've had a lot of friends talk about it. I know nothing about it. Like, I know of the actors. Like, when I see them, I go, oh, that's the guy from such and such. But people love it.
Is You the Penn Badgley show?
Yes. My Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Yes.
I watched something else. I've been looking for something else. I should watch Stranger Things now that I've wrapped up Dark. So I came across something called Slasher.
Mm.
And it's an anthology slasher series. It's made by the same network, or it airs in Canada, like kind of like Schitt's Creek does.
Okay.
But it's on Netflix. It's called Slasher. And I don't know if all the seasons are like this, but the third season, first episode I watched, this season was called Solstice. And it's like Scream, like a modern day Scream. And it is very violent.
Mm-hmm.
Spoiler alert, someone loses their head via an axe in the first 15 minutes.
And they show it. Because you know I like gore stuff.
Yeah. Like this dude in a Scream mask, like, takes an axe to this guy's neck, and the guy's head is like half off. So the Scream guy takes an axe to the other side of his neck.
Oh, wow.
And then puts the head as a hood ornament on a car.
Happy Tuesday, Toledo!
What's that? The reason I mentioned, like, or I bring this up with you, remember why I told you I stopped watching? Like, all the people on that show irritated me.
Yeah, you were kind of like, meh.
Like, I see all these people on social media and they irritate me there. I don't want to watch them. Same kind of people on this You show.
Mm-hmm.
The stereotypical, like, mustache twirling, cold brewing, snotty barista.
Stop. And I just got that perfect visual.
Every stereotype you can imagine for anybody nowadays is in that show. Mm. And I think a lot of them die, but I didn't keep going. But it's called Slasher, 3 seasons on Netflix.
Okay.
7:01 with the morning reboot. Let's tacos and trivia Tuesday. We have golf this week with the Marathon Classic. Happy Gilmore is the theme, and you can win prizes next.
Q105 Studio, sponsored by Nationwide Auto.
The morning reboot on Q105. Let's begin.
Nothing says Toledo like tacos, trivia, and Eric Chase. We've got two of the three right now.
Taco Tuesday
on Q105's The Morning Reboot.
Five questions. If you can answer them correctly, tickets for a show at the zoo in the next few weeks. 419-240-1055. I saw something on the Toledo Reddit page today. People were discussing who has the best tacos. The usual places popped up like Poco Loco, San Marcos, Que Paso. That's the new Carlos place, the fast casual place, Cricket West. 419-240-1055. You can answer these. So we've got the marathon here this week. Happy Gilmore. You seen Happy Gilmore?
No.
Wow.
I knew that was going to come. I'm sorry. I've seen Billy Madison.
419-240-1055. To answer these questions, call now to win tickets to the show at the zoo.
Aren't they all the same, though? Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore.
Kind of.
Eight Crazy Nights.
I mean, yeah, his range as an actor in those days was pretty narrow.
Okay.
But the Toledo Reddit thing with tacos, call me crazy. Maybe it's because I don't sample enough of the places, but to me, there's very little difference from place to place and taco to taco. Unless you're getting there's obviously a difference between like brisket tacos and fish tacos.
Right, like the specialty tacos.
Right.
Yeah. See, when I go to, like, these local Mexican restaurants, I don't really get tacos. I get, like, the fajita, like, the
right.
pineapple shrimp stuff. Like, I think outside the taco shell.
Right.
But sometimes I a la carte myself with the taco, and it tastes like a taco.
Unfortunately, I don't think any of these places... Well, Fajita Friday never took off, but tacos...
Which makes me sad.
It should. I'm going to ask these questions now, okay?
All right. Wait, to me? Do I have to guess them?
If someone can help you guess, they could win tickets. Are you ready?
Okay.
Again, the marathon is here this week. I was thinking I go with like golf questions. Like, how many holes do you play in a round of golf?
Seven. No?
No.
Two.
18.
Oh. Damn, that's a lot.
Then I stumbled onto Happy Gilmore. And I was like, all right, let's just go with that. 419-240-1055. What sport did Happy Gilmore play before he took up golf?
Hockey.
I didn't give you the answers yet.
Oh, there's multiple choice. Sorry, I got excited.
What sport did Happy Gilmore play before he took up golf? Football, rugby, hockey.
Hockey. I just assume because hitting a puck and hitting a golf club.
But he was also Bobby Boucher.
That's football. That's water boy. That's not the same thing. Stop it!
Hockey's right.
Okay. Yay, look at me trying to get these tickets.
Why was Happy's grandmother in massive financial trouble? She owed the mob. She hadn't paid taxes in years. She was robbed.
It's an Adam Sandler movie. The mob. Randomly.
That's incorrect.
Oh.
How did Chubbs Peterson, played by... What?
No.
How did Chubbs Peterson, played by Carl Weathers, Happy's coach, lose his right hand?
Wait, he didn't have a hand?
Alligator attack.
Oh.
He was born like that. The mob cut it off.
Alligator attack? I was thinking, because there's alligators on golf courses, right?
I don't know where the attack happened, but yes, it was an alligator attack. You have to watch that scene, at least, from Happy Gilmore.
Okay. I'm not doing so bad, though.
Virginia Vennett, Happy's PR person, secured him a huge endorsement from Subway, Chick-fil-A, Walmart.
Subway.
Correct.
Okay.
If Happy lost the tour championship to Shooter McGavin... who is a legendary 90s villain.
Oh, man.
If Happy lost the tour championship to Shooter McGavin, what would he have to give up? Dating Virginia, playing on the pro tour, his life savings.
I would say life savings, because doesn't he have to save money for his, the first question?
That's incorrect.
Oh.
Well, 3 out of 5 isn't bad.
Okay, so... Okay. Does he write these movies?
Good question. Does
Adam Sandler write these movies?
Good question.
I know he wrote 8 Crazy Nights. That animated cartoon, but like...
Do you remember the Bob Barker scene from Happy Gilmore?
He's in that movie?
Yeah. Mm. You got to watch that. You have to pull that up right. Start typing. Okay. Start typing. And then when we get back, you can start us off with... how that went. Hi, Q105.
Hi, good morning. I'll help him out with those questions.
Okay, which ones did he get wrong?
Well, Grandma owed money in taxes.
Yes, she did. She didn't pay her taxes. And
then he had to give up his spot on the tour.
Yes, you are a Happy Gilmore savant. What's your name?
Nikki,
hold on. What's your favorite Adam Sandler movie ever?
Oh, probably Big Daddy.
Okay.
Oh, that's the one with Dylan and Cole Sprouse.
Hold on 1 second. We've got tickets for you. Okay. Don't go anywhere. I swear to God, people, we must be broadcasting in like a 9 minute delay. Are you watching it?
I am. He's golfing on.
All right, sit tight. Watch it. We'll come back.
Oh, that's Bob Barker.
Yeah, Bob Barker.
Who's that ugly guy?
Might be Adam Sandler. Only in Toledo. Next. 7:32. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot. Eric and Floyd on Q105. You can text the show, 419-240-1055. If you text Eric to that number, you'll get the podcast link for the podcast episodes. Today's episode will be posted close to 10 o'clock. And no songs, no commercials in that, just all the content. A couple of quick things to get to before my mini tirade.
I'm ready.
About only in Toledo kind of things. Cops and Cones is out on the streets. The police ice cream truck is finally out. And there is mint chocolate chip soft serve ice cream.
There is. I'm sorry. I have it up right here.
Mm-hmm. Everyone, like literally everyone needs to go to the Starbucks on Airport Highway at Spring Meadows and walk into the store in your cow costume that you're going to get free Chick-fil-A for across the street and go, "Hey, Camille, good luck on your manager's test."
See, I'm that person. Hold on, why that's so, there we go. I'm that person that, like, if people showed up to Chick-fil-A in a cow costume, I wouldn't give them free chicken. I'm like, "You're a Dalmatian. Unless you have udders." If you have udders, that makes you a cow.
Might have udders. It's free Chick-fil-A day, and that Chick-fil-A is right across the street from the Starbucks you should definitely go into, and wish my friend Camille good luck.
Good luck, Camille. You got this, Camille.
During Independence History Month!
I was going to give her like the WTOL. You got this, Camille.
Oh, dear. It's Q105, the Morning Reboot. I've gotten you woven pretty into Twitter, correct?
You have. I'm not... dived into what you're about to talk about. Yeah, I just brought it up. I don't know how to work it.
Work what?
Reddit.
Oh, this isn't a Reddit thing. This is more social media.
I've been looking at Reddit. I'm like, I don't know what he's talking about.
No.
Okay.
This is Facebook. This is Twitter.
Okay.
I am a proponent. I'm a supporter of @ToledoTweets. I think that person, man or woman, is a good advocate for our area. Mm-hmm. But I do take issue with some of that person's posts. And a lot of the only in Toledo and what's Toledo like sarcastic posts stem from that person. But that person is not alone. Mm-hmm. There's a variety of other places. Like the latest one I've seen is, "What's Toledo like?" And it was on the Toledo Reddit page. And it was a pit bull mix with a cigarette in its mouth.
That's the picture that got brought up.
And it's like, only in Toledo. Another one that was going around during 4th of July. And I got so... And this makes my point. There was a heavier set woman with a bathing suit, or at least a bathing suit top.
Mm-hmm.
She was definitely wearing a bathing suit top.
Mm-hmm.
With nipples.
I'm sorry. You know I'm a 13-year-old. I think it's funny.
So, and I think that's funny too.
You said nipples.
But she said, but the post was like, only in Toledo. And I swear I thought I saw that posted from somewhere else.
Wait, just because she had nipples?
So the bikini, the baby the had top. Nipples, yes.
Oh, like on it.
Yes. And also, like going back a couple of weeks to our twerker who is now photographed like all the time, doing weird behavior, that also gets the only in Toledo label. And I hate that. Maybe I'm fortunate enough to have lived in a lot of places, but even in like what you think are classy, decadent places, right, like Miami and L.A., like
you said, Miami's classy.
These weird things happen everywhere.
Yeah, because even, you know, when we had the twerking girl, it said only in, it didn't say two, but I think it was like Alexis Road, whatever. It said only on Alexis Road. I'm like, actually, there, by not name, there's other cities in America where girls get a little drunk and they twerk on random objects. Remember the great old Vine? The little app? That was always on there, too. Like, it's not just in Toledo. However, the bikini with the nipple things, that's not just a Toledo thing. I've seen that ad on Facebook. That means that means someone is buying that stuff, that they keep making it. It just happens that you happen to see one in Toledo.
I hate it. And look, maybe it's me being, this is too literal, Eric. And maybe that's just like, it's just a pun, it's total sarcasm. But I think some people, it helps, like when people tell me, your words have meaning. So yeah, we are as careful as we can with what we say here on the radio, even though we speak off the cuff extemporaneously. Yeah. Not everything is going to come out perfect all the time, but we do our best. Like, your words have meaning because things, like the craziest things get so much social media traction, and if you go up to, if you go in Detroit, there's probably somebody going, can we stop posting only in Detroit photos? Because that stuff is happening everywhere.
Yeah.
To the other side of this.
Keep your thought. Is there a specific post that, I know you hate this word, that triggered you down this hole where you're just like, stop doing this? Like, is there like a specific post that comes to your brain or update or a little status that you're just like, this is not just in
Toledo? No, it's all of them.
That's all I wanted to know. Okay.
Like, you're not special. We're not special. Like, this happens everywhere. Everywhere.
I remember when the algae bloom started, they're like, only in Toledo do we get the algae bloom. I go, we are one city that borders this great lake. It's actually in the name, Great. And you know what I mean? Great Lake.
There are five lakes.
Right.
With
algae bloom.
Other lands connected to them. Now, maybe not.
See, now I'm on your time. I'm on your side with this stuff. Now I'm just like, you know what? You're right.
It's the Morning Reboot, Q105, 419-240-1055. I want to take it the other direction. But for every post, I think the Downtown Toledo account posted something last week, and look, that lady Cindy Kerr, even though she's ignored some of my emails in the past, which still triggers me. I hate that word.
You do hate that word.
I like the account. I think it promotes a lot, like almost all the great things about the reemergence of Downtown Toledo. But last week, that account posted something. But for every one of these, there's 10 of the negative ones. That account posted, what's Toledo like on the 4th of July? Or something like that. What's Toledo like in the summer? And it was a picture of a hot dog at the ballpark.
Yeah.
Because
we are the only baseball team in America.
No. Floyd, that is wrong. We're the only baseball stadium that serves hot dogs. And it wasn't even a Paco's hot dog.
So, okay, so the question was, what is Toledo like in the summer? And they just put... it was a hot dog.
Not even a Paco's hot dog.
Just a hot dog.
Hot dog from the ballpark at the ballpark.
That's any commercial played during The Price is Right. Like, you're like, ooh, ballpark freaks. Ooh, it's summer, it's hot. Kids, what do you want? I want hot dogs. Like, I get it, but maybe, so what would you have done?
Maybe I'm being
I would have posted like the Prometica frog. That's only in Toledo that we know of.
Thank you. Maybe I'm being too literal, and it's about the vibe and the aesthetic of it. I get that, but I can be overly literal. But only in Toledo, like the real only in Toledo's are Paco's. How about go take a picture at the art museum in front of that red thing?
Right, only like, Toledo.
Only in Toledo.
Oh, or summer, have described Toledo in summer instead of, if you want to have a food item, have Pizza Cat,
It's only in Toledo.
You could be on your boat, which a lot of people were last week in the river, in the downtown waterfront. Take a picture there. Oh. Only in what's summer like in Toledo? Because I can just take that hot dog baseball picture and post it anywhere.
Are we the only place that has mayflies?
Probably not.
Okay, because I know some people are like, only in Toledo will mayflies be over your car. I'm like, they right, but like wait, mayflies are attracted to water, the Great Lakes.
By the way, like, I don't let this stuff get to me.
You did.
I don't, but, like, we need something to talk about on the show, right?
Well, this is good, though. You've been marinating on this for a while, because you've talked about this before, and I've just been like, okay. I've been that friend who's just like, okay, put it to the wayside. But then finally you're like, no, we need to talk about this. I'm happy you did, because I feel like a burden has been lifted off your chest.
It's more about saying, watch what you say, because, like, there are people that are trying to help this town escape its
only in Toledo persona.
Its lousy reputation.
Yeah.
And look, the arrow is not straight, or it's a little wiggly, like mm-hmm. the slippery winds, wet sign. But the arrow for Toledo in this whole area is pointing up.
Right. And now, as someone who travels all around this state, we are not that bad. Honestly, we're not, you guys. I know we're stuck in our own bubbles, stuck in our own circle of like, ugh, Toledo, ugh, this. Let me tell you, I'm not going to call out other cities, but you just go to the East Coast of Ohio, and then we'll talk about how quickly you come back here.
I had briefly, over the last couple of days, considered getting one of those doorbell alarms or home security systems, Vivint or Simply Safe.
Oh, I know. Okay.
And then I thought about it a little bit more, because you read those sites and they make you feel like you need that stuff. I'm like, I actually accidentally left my door partially open yesterday when I went to the gym. I'm fortunate enough where I live in it. I think I live in a safe neighborhood, mm-hmm. and I don't need something like that.
Right.
I think that speaks to, you know, what it's really like to live here.
Only in Toledo.
Not only
Eric
in Toledo.
Chase, leave his door open.
Well, no, but 7:42 with the morning reboot on Q105. Good. I got that off my chest.
Do you feel better? I'm here for you.
I just hope that like I've stopped somebody from posting a picture of a lady like with five cigarettes standing outside the Kroger on Monroe, like, and you going only in Toledo. No, there's a lady at another Kroger in Cincinnati smoking five cigarettes.
I just want someone on Toledo Reddit to be like, only in Toledo with two guys be on the radio venting and bitching about only in Toledo, only in Toledo.
The Sean and Camilla rumors won't stop, and I know this irritates you. Yeah, we'll put that to bed or to rest before 8 on Q105. 7:55 on the morning reboot, Q105. You might have seen the commercials. We just talked about it off the air for a second, because Love Island comes here. Another, we got the Masked Singer from the UK, right?
Korea?
Okay.
Korea or Japan. I apologize, messing up those areas.
We're getting Love Island from the UK. And if you like looking at physically flawless people who are probably pretty manipulative, this is your show. And you mentioned Temptation Island.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like that with Big Brother mixed in. Can I read you some of these bios and then I'll give you the show?
Please. Please.
Kyra or Kira Green, 22, looks like Christina Milian. Though she lives in LA now, Green grew up in New York. She's looking for a guy who's into volunteer work and can make her laugh. Zach Mirabelli, 22, the grocery store cashier from Chicago, played football at Aurora University and describes himself as a fan. Who is a family man at 22? Let's do one. Caroline Vweg, 21. She looks much older than this. She's beautiful. They all are. A marketing student who lives in LA. She speaks three languages, English, German, and Portuguese. She's got her heart set on a tall guy.
Lowered expectations.
So if you want to watch some of the most vapid people you could ever find,
I'm giving it 2 seasons.
In the UK version, I mentioned off the air that mm-hmm. some people have killed themselves.
Yes.
Because of their mental health after leaving the show. I guess one guy was like a truck driver or a very blue-collar job, and he was a star for 3 weeks. And then he went back to his job, and he couldn't handle himself.
Yeah, that's crazy.
We don't know anything more about that Disney Channel star Cameron Boyce and his death. An autopsy was performed, and the cause of death was deferred pending further investigation. the statement from the family or a statement was they found him unresponsive in his home on Saturday and pronounced dead on the scene after authorities were called. A spokesperson for the family said in a previous statement that he died after having a seizure in his sleep. He was dealing with an ongoing medical condition. Stranger Things setting all kinds of records. About 41 million people have watched some of it so far, and about half of that have watched it all the way through. Do you do or have you ever done American Horror Story?
No.
Sarah Paulson will have little, if any, participation in the upcoming series, the upcoming ninth season entitled American Horror Story 1984. You know Sarah Paulson, though, right?
Yes. I'm actually interested in this season because I'm a good horror slasher film person.
Well, they're all good, scary, and very unsettling.
I like a good slasher film. Like when you talked about that story earlier about the Scream, I was like, I love the Scream franchise.
Did you watch the Gaga one?
No, that was Hotel.
Yeah.
I have to say
it. It's set to premiere September 18th. Little is known of the plot or setting of this season. I'm guessing it has something to do with the 80s or 1984. Yeah, very little, if any, Sarah Paulson for the ninth season. Shawn Mendes and Camila Cabello, are they together? Are they not?
Didn't she just get out of a relationship?
She did, yeah. Maybe he is her rebound?
Yeah, but the Hollywood relationship timeline is real quick, so they could be together.
Or maybe they're just hooking up, because she bounced out of a relationship. They were snapped holding hands on Wednesday night in West Hollywood before enjoying a fun-filled 4th of July together in Malibu. Following day, she and he attended his show at the Staples Center. And then on Sunday, they were photographed again in West Hollywood where they enjoyed a casual brunch and were seen with their hands adorably linked while Mendes wrapped his arms around the former Fifth Harmony songstress. So they probably slept together the night before and then got brunch like millions of other people do.
Or let's try to make our single number one.
Yeah, that too. Shawn and Camila recently had time off and spent it together, but Shawn is back on tour, and increasing the seriousness of their relationship will be hard, a source says. His touring commitments would make it hard for a relationship. He concluded his L.A. run, but now he's back on the road going through the U.S. and Canada. Later this month, he will then head abroad to Asia, Australia, New Zealand, South America, and Mexico. And he's on tour till Christmas. But you're right. I would love to be. I want to hear. There are certain things I want. And one of the things I want, I got my black hole answer.
Yes.
Now I want to sit in one of those PR meetings where, whether it's a conference call, and they're like, Shawn, Camila, what we're going to need you to do is get some brunch, hold hands, you know, put an arm around, look a little lovingly.
In that PR meeting.
Yeah. And then once this thing hits number one, you guys can dip out.
Or come out.
Or not come out, because it's all ruse to get that. Yeah. I'm so cynical. Everything is done for PR.
I actually thought about that do you remember when Nobody Wants to Be Lonely came out? And it was like with Christina and Ricky Martin. They were like rumored to be together. And then fast forward 7 years later, he's like, I am gay. And then we're like, wait a minute.
Back then, he was a poorly kept secret.
But yeah, but like they tried to push this Latina love affair between, because I think she had released random years before, like a Latina album, and she was like embracing her Spanish or Latina heritage. Or like, hey, Ricky, Christina, look together like you're together. And she's kind of just like, mm-mm. And he's like, ooh. I'm with you. I want to sit in these board meetings where like someone's like, "Hey, fame this relationship," and like, there's no doubt they're friends, and they're just like, "No."
Can to hype up this show even more? Can I be caught at like the Glendale Cafe with my hand on your mom's hand?
Okay,
listen, sitting on the same side boothers.
Disgusting. Oh, you know how I feel about same side boothers.
No, I don't.
This is probably one of my biggest pet peeves. So ask my sister and or my mother. If we go to a restaurant and there's same side boothers, I want to be seated far away from them, because I don't want to. The sight disgusts me. I can't stand it. There's two. It's like my OCD probably. There's two sides to a booth. That's why it's called a booth. Like, go on, look into each other's eyes instead of touching each other's shoulders.
I hate same side boothers.
I can't stand it.
I'm going to scoop my fork right into Donna's mouth, because I'll be on the same side of the booth.
Gross.
Panel full of ladies is on the way. If you have been divorced or separated, I'm looking for you to answer some questions when we return, and we have prizes for you as well.
Q105.
Found love right where
we are. The morning reboot, or the morning reboot, whichever you want to go with it. 8:14, good morning. It's Eric, Chase, and Floyd. The morning reboot. Get the podcast of today's show if you've missed any of it or can't stay for the rest of it. Text my name to 419-240-1055. You'll get the podcast link for the show. And where does everybody need to go today?
Starbucks on Monroe, right?
Do you listen to the show?
No, we're going to... Yes! The one across from the Chick-fil-A!
Which could be a lot of them.
Right!
My friend Camille is going for manager at the Starbucks on Airport,
Airport.
At Spring Meadows. So you got to go in there and go, Camille is the best barista I have ever... She likes to announce me when I arrive there, and she knows that it annoys me. So I am trying to get back at her by having everyone support her in her bid for manager there. And I hope to God... or whatever you believe in, that there's not another person that really likes this show that's also going for that position, because I would feel kind of awful.
It's okay, though.
A little awful. I'd get over it.
It's all about who you know.
8:15, good morning, the morning reboot. Let's line up our ladies for Panelful Ladies. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, good morning.
Sarah's 29, single, 3 kids. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes.
Next up. Hi, Anita.
Hello.
Anita's 47, Sylvania, married with 2 kids. Good to have you on with us.
All right.
All right. Let's do it.
Anita's all business. Hi, Ashley.
Hey.
Ashley's 34, Toledo, divorced, 2 kids.
Yep.
This is Angie we have all the time.
This angle.
She got to hang on.
Okay.
Got to hang on. Sarah, have you been divorced or separated?
Separated.
And... well, what are you learning as you have been separated? What are you learning that you will take into future relationships from this situation?
I don't even want to think about future relationships, but, I mean, I definitely am going to need a partner that knows how to effectively communicate their emotions, their thoughts. I can't fix what I don't know is broken, so... I need someone who can communicate.
Ooh, I can hear the ire in the fire. All right, good. Anita, have you been separated or divorced in the past?
I have not.
Hmm. What have you learned from last relationships that didn't work out?
I have learned that you need to be very open and honest, and don't hide your feelings. If you're feeling some way, you need to say it, because otherwise it builds up and then explodes at a later date when something small happens. So you have to be very open and honest at the time that you're getting upset at someone.
Yep. I'm fine is never an appropriate answer, and one should never take it that way either. Ashley, you're divorced now. You're right in the middle of this question. What have you learned from the relationship that didn't work out?
To never settle. Don't put your happiness on hold for anything.
Has it been challenging to move forward with a don't settle attitude?
Yes.
What about it?
Just because I'm a people pleaser, so I want to make my people that I'm with happy, but I've learned that I have to be happy on my own, and that person has to be happy on their own, and then we bring together something amazing. So.
Look at that. This is wisdom we have here. Aww. All right, let's take it in, let's take it in the total opposite direction. Sarah, what are the perfect pizza toppings?
Mushrooms, black olives, banana peppers, some pepperoni, bacon. You can't really live without bacon, so...
She won me back.
Yeah, the ones you went with first. I literally heard people turning off the radio and gagging. Anita,
uncultured.
What about you, Anita? Preferred pizza toppings?
I gotta go pepperoni and banana peppers.
Okay, I can do that. Solid combo right there. Ashley, how about you?
I don't think everybody's gonna agree with me, but I gotta go with pineapple, chicken, bacon.
What was the last one? Pineapple chicken and what?
Bacon.
Okay. All right.
I can pick Someone said blah.
I can pick the pineapple off. Back to Sarah. Sarah, what is the most expensive thing you've bought and just barely used it? My mom had a habit of doing this with, like, exercise equipment.
Oh. My Prada bag.
Well, I mean, is that, like, an everyday kind of item anyway?
Honestly, I only use it when I go out of town, which is, like, twice. Okay. And then I've also only used it when I've had children, which is three times. So I've used a $1,500 bag five times. Mm. But I named her Shelby, and I love her.
Fair enough. Fair enough. How about you, Anita? Most expensive thing you ever bought and barely used?
I would say an expensive road bike that I take out about twice a summer.
How much was the bike?
Over $2,000.
Some people don't have cars that cost that much. Some people.
I know.
Ashley, what about you? Something you've bought and have barely used.
I got a Kate Spade bag way back during my honeymoon, and I think I used it like four or five times.
Mm. Yeah, it's like it's nice to have the designer stuff, but then you realize I don't want anything to happen to it.
I remember growing up, my mom, the first caller that she had that expensive Prada bag.
Yeah,
my mom had a Louis Vuitton purse, and it was her good purse. It was her going out purse, and like I remember my sister and I were like, "You never go out." She goes, "But when I have it, when I have it," and I'm just like, "Okay." And
now she's out all the time.
That purse is still sitting in my mom's closet.
Sarah and Anita and Ashley, everybody hold on. We got some prizes for you. Thank you, ladies. You're all marvelous. I'm glad Anita mentioned a bike, because a bike is something else I've been considering purchasing. Mm. And the treadmill thing that your friend offered me.
Yeah.
My friend said to me, don't get a treadmill. Why do I want it? Because I can do some more. I want to do more walking in the wintertime.
But you have wintertime. So you have a good neighborhood to walk in. So.
I do. And I do a lot of walking now with the dogs. We're out like three, four, five times a day. In the wintertime, not so much. And I want to, you know, keep my steps up. My friend's like, doesn't your gym have treadmills? I'm like, no, Planet Fitness has no treadmills. She's like, yes, they do. They have treadmills. She's being facetious. She's like,
okay.
Are they open in the wintertime? I'm like, no, actually, my Planet Fitness is not open in the wintertime.
They roll them. They're seasonal.
Yeah. 8:22 with the Morning Reboot. Our friend Jeffy McGee will be by long-running movies at theaters. Like, we've heard a lot about Avatar. And lots of things to stream and download besides Stranger Things to come. Morning. It's Q105. Let's fire it up here, because we have our pop culture superhero, Jeffy McGee, is here. We're going to talk movies and lots of streaming things.
Batman today.
Okay, there it is. For some reason, I'm like, you sound surprised that I'm here, Floyd. What? Yeah. Jeffy McGee is here. Oh.
Normally it starts with like that epic Avengers, but this time it was... I got a vision of like Tim Burton and Batman Rising. I was like, oh, okay, there it is.
Change it up.
And in some weeks it's Wonder Woman. We vary from week to week when it comes to superhero-ness. But there is actually not a single superhero on this week's list, I'm going to go ahead and say, because it is time to look at some long-running box office streaks. Now, in this case, we're celebrating the fact that Avengers, with its whopping 3 weeks at the top of the box office. It's a totally different world now. Let's be honest here. The fact of the matter is, nowadays, they don't aim for a long run at the box office. They aim for get your money quick and get out, which is one of the reasons why trying to, you know, re-release the Avengers and make up that last bit of money that they would have needed in order to cross the threshold to become the biggest movie of all time wasn't really going to have that, you know, have that type of oomph to it, because in the past you re-release months down the road, well after a movie has, you know, left the audience's mind and they get nostalgic for it and they want to see it again, then you bring it back.
But we kept hearing about Avatar during this, and Avatar was out in theaters how long?
Over a year. The thing of it is about Avatar was it was at the top of the box office for weeks and weeks and weeks, and then it kept selling out shows, especially 3D shows, for months down the road. I can say this from personal experience. That happened quite a bit. And then, you know, later on, they...
All right, hold on. So the point is, there's nothing major coming out this week.
No.
So we're going to acknowledge streaks in the trailer game.
We're going to look at the history of movies that ran at the number one at the box office for the longest. These are the top seven movies, and some of them I was stunned that they are the record holders. But let's go to number one on the list, please.
Every few decades, an event comes along of biblical proportions.
What do you mean, biblical?
Ghostbusters.
Ghostbusters. Oh, real wrath of God type stuff. Absolutely.
Did you hear the note?
I was like Passion of the Christ. I don't know. I was like, what?
Ghostbusters was number one at the 1984 box office for 10 weeks straight, wow. And that is the lowest on this list.
Okay.
There are six more that are above that. So let's go to number two on your list, please.
No McFly ever amounted to anything in the history of Hill Valley.
Back to the Future.
That would be Back to the
Future. Seriously?
That was the following year, 1985, and Back to the Future was at the top of the box office for 11 weeks.
Okay. I was like three.
People had nothing to do but go to the movies. So.
Again, it was a different era. So, okay, so Eric, two, Floyd.
Okay, I'm back.
You still have a chance here.
Get into my territory, my years.
Number three on the list, please.
Where are you going? We're going to miss the plane.
When Home the McAllister family
Very
left
well
on
Well done, Floyd. You didn't even get to any tidbits of how did you get that so
I was
quickly?
Seven. My brain was developing.
12 weeks. Home Alone was at the top of the box office for 3 months straight.
Wow.
Believe it or not. So, all right. So, Floyd, one. Eric, two. This might be the tough one on the list, and I can't believe this one was on this list.
No one will hire you. Just watch me.
Boy, did he show us. He auditioned for the female lead on a soap opera and became the hottest new actress in America. And you know what?
I can't think of the name.
No one knows his
Justin
new identity, not even
is.
The girl he's
Tootsie!
Madly in love
with. Tootsie!
Soon everyone will know that she...
That is Tootsie from 1982. Believe it or not, that was at the top of the box office for 14 weeks straight.
Use this information. It's now a Broadway musical.
Yes, it is. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So,
That's not useless at all.
But we have a tie now. Floyd and Eric, two apiece as we're going through the top box office streaks of all time at number one. Let's go to number four. Is it four? No, it's...
Three.
I just got off the phone with an Inspector Todd in Detroit. He says if you're out here investigating,
Beverly Hills Cop.
Yeah! Beverly Hills Cop.
Pointer Sisters in the background. That's all I can think about.
That'll be the Pointer Sisters.
Sorry.
It's okay.
It's a great movie.
I was ringing him like Pointer Sisters.
That was also on the top of the box office for 14 straight weeks. Beverly Hills Cop back in 1982. It was the number one box office comedy of all time until Ghostbusters came along. What's interesting about that one is that it wasn't written for Eddie Murphy.
It
was written for Sylvester Stallone, and then when he dropped out, they put in Eddie Murphy, and it kind of tailored it to what it was. So Eric, up 3-2 right now. Mm-hmm. We go to number six on the list, please.
Titanic.
Yes, Titanic. Titanic. The Starboy wrong ahead. And that's her.
Titanic.
She was so old.
Can you do the imitation again?
Titanic.
So that was at the top of the box office for 15 straight weeks back in 1997. All right, so Eric and Floyd tied at three apiece.
That's a tiebreaker.
Yes, it is. And it is the number one box office of all time in terms of number of weeks. I will tell you in advance, it was at the top of the box office for 16 straight weeks.
In Avatar. 1975, he directed Jaws.
Like
in 1978, he directed Close Encounters of the Third Kind.
E.T.
In 1981, he directed...
Oh, I got excited!
You went too fast.
It's okay. I do love E.T.
Yeah, 1982, it was at
you
the
didn't
top
like of, it?
You didn't like E.T.?
I don't even recall seeing the whole thing.
You don't remember Ashy E.T.?
That was one of the first movies I remember seeing in the theater completely. That was 1982, and then the following year was some movie about returning Jedi or something like that that I really remember the experience of that.
My Darth Vader tattoo.
What does that have to do with E.T.?
I just mentioned Return of the Jedi.
Do you listen to this show, Eric?
Not usually. All right. There are other things besides Stranger Things that are out there for you to stream or download. We'll get to that before 9 o'clock here on Q105. Baby, let the games begin. Let the games begin. 8:55 with the morning reboot. Final couple of minutes here on Q105. Eric and Floyd, our friend, our pop culture superhero, Jeffy McGee, is here because 41 million people have dived into Stranger Things so far, but there are other things on streaming or to download. What have we got, Jeff?
If you want to look at some other stuff, if you're going to take a break from 1980s nostalgia, let's go for some other 1980s nostalgia in the form of Caddyshack. You talked about the marathon happening this weekend.
Yeah, Golf Week.
So let's go ahead and celebrate with a classic golf comedy, which is available on Netflix. Another classic comedy, The Hangover, is on Netflix now.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you should. It is awesome. It is a wonderful, wonderful, hilarious movie. You should definitely check that out. And if you're looking for something that's a little bit more spooky along the lines of Stranger Things, Cloverfield is currently on Netflix. I like Cloverfield.
I love Cloverfield. Okay. I love that movie.
Is that the shaky camera one?
Yes, it is. Yeah. So it was back in the day when shaky cam was kind of new as opposed to being, you know, massively overdone as it is now. On Amazon, I want to give a shout out to one of my favorite movies, Minority Report.
Great movie.
Yeah, the movie with Tom Cruise about the pre-crime initiative. If you've never seen it, it's another Steven Spielberg, and it's well worth your time. Also, another one that doesn't really get the love I think it deserves, called Stranger Than Fiction with Will Ferrell, about a guy who starts hearing narration in his head, and it's basically narrating his life. And it's a really, really good comedy. If you've never seen that one, it's really worth it. And another classic creep-out factor, The Silence of the Lambs, is available on Amazon. One of the all-time great characters, basically, right there.
Clarice.
There's only two things I remember that. The sniffling and the, would you touch me? I touch me. He doesn't say touch,
he
though.
He does not say touch.
He doesn't say touch, though.
On Hulu, King Kong. And I'm talking the 2005 one. And I loved that one. I thought that they did a great job with that, Peter Jackson did. So if you want to check that out. Also, another comedy, Superbad, is on Hulu right now. For those of you who want to stream that one, it's back in the days when Seth Rogen was just starting to become the comedy icon he was. It was the same summer, believe it or not. Superbad and Knocked Up came out the same summer, yep. And that ended up really cementing him really, really fast there. And for some reason, they're putting up a lot of Christmas movies right now, I guess to celebrate Christmas in July.
Yeah.
So you can check out Bad Santa on Hulu right now, one of my all-time favorite Christmas movies, so you can definitely check that out. A few, for those of you who are not into Bad Santa and want something a little bit more family-friendly, I want to point out on Netflix, a family pick is the Mary Poppins Returns is hitting Netflix starting this week. Also, Hugo. Do you remember Hugo?
Oh, that's an animated movie.
No, this is the one that Martin Scorsese directed. It was a live action film about an orphan who grew up in a
The little clock.
Uh huh.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
Is that Viggo Mortensen? Am I thinking something else?
I think you're thinking something else. You're thinking of Hidalgo. That's a horse movie. That's a horse movie from
it. I do remember
that
movie.
But Hugo is on Amazon if you want to check that one out. And also, speaking, again, they're putting up a ton of Christmas movies for some reason. Hulu has The Polar Express this week. I love The Polar Express. What's wrong with The Polar Express?
The kid with the glasses freaks me out.
Give me one more, Jeff.
On Video On Demand this week, if you didn't see it, now's the time. Shazam is on demand, so you can check it out on your local streaming service.
8:58. Let's hit this.
Tweet, tweet, tweet.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
Go ahead.
Boom. It's a two-parter. A thread. Is that it? A thread?
Thread.
A thread. Thread. Yeah, whatever. It says, what is one thing that become more clear as you got older? Why the Grinch wanted to live alone with his dog.
I've seen that one.
I feel this on a more spiritual level than you'll ever know.
That speaks to all of me. From Case Face, I'm sick of kids these days skipping the Four Loko stage and going straight to this alcoholic LaCroix blank. Y'all need to know what it's like to black out inside your friend's dryer like the rest of us.
That's a true story.
Podcast will be posted before 10 o'clock. You can text Eric to 419-240-1055 to get that link.
Q105 Studios, sponsored by...